fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we continue today to talk about some of the key themes in this great season of Advent. I hope you've been able to tune in the program over the last few days in particular. If not, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are all archived there right on the computer. You can download them whatever device you have. You can listen to them at your leisure. The great gift of this season, that's what we've been talking about, trying to lay hold of the core, the central gift given to us. Because we all know the season's about gift giving. We all know the season's about merrymaking and being joyful and kind to others. All of that flows from the heart of the church. I mean, the celebration of Christmas comes from the church, right? And it flows from a heart that's filled with gratitude, a heart that's bursting with joy, even in the midst of very difficult circumstances. You see this in the letters by the apostles, 1 Peter, which I've talked about periodically on the program over the years, the beautiful letter where Peter begins, you know, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he has blessed us. We've been born anew in Christ to an eternal hope. And he goes on to say that he recognizes the joy that characterizes their life. He said, you're filled with unutterable and exalted joy. And your love for one another flows. And that's what this season can feel like, right? If it's lived right, we see the generosity, the kindness, the mercy, patience, love. At its best, that's what this season produces. That's what this season leads us into, right? That all flows from hearts that are filled with the knowledge of God's love. Because what the season's about is becoming aware again, going deeper into the reality of the birth of the Son of God. The gift above all other gifts, the gift of heaven given to a fallen race of people who are without hope and not destined automatically for some great existence beyond death, but destined indeed for death and having no power to overcome that death, being sucked in like into a big drain, and we can't stop it from happening. And we don't know what it means and where it's going. We just know it's bad. Jesus came to deal with that problem. Jesus came to solve that problem. Jesus came to give us a life beyond death. But to do that, he had to destroy the power of death. And to do that, he had to become one of us. He had to die on a cross and shed his blood to make it possible to pay the price for your sin and mine, to do justice to God and have sin receive its condemnation. Sin is condemnable, if I can use that term. It is destined for judgment. That's why Jesus became one of us, so that we wouldn't live under the reign of sin and death. You know, we've all sinned, Scripture says, and we fall short of God's glory. I've sinned, you've sinned. Check your heart, check your behavior. I mean, we're made to love God. Here's an example. People say, well, I don't know, I'm not such a bad guy. We are made to love God with our entire heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Do you know anybody who does that? To love with that kind of love? That's what we're made for. That's what we want to do, but we always fall short. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Jesus came to make it possible for us to share in his victory, because he's the one. He's the one who gave to God everything. All his love, all his heart, all his mind, soul, and strength. And he loved every single person in his life perfectly, exquisitely, completely. Jesus, in his love, comes to us. He tells us the truth. I mean, people who really love us are people who are willing to speak the truth in love to us. Isn't that true? So Jesus came and he made it very clear to the apostles and to us now, as his words echo down through time given to us in the Gospels. And the apostles are trying to understand what it is that makes them unclean. and they were focusing on external practices, the dietary laws of the Jewish people. You know, if I eat this food or if I eat certain foods, is it going to make me unclean? And Jesus said, remember, it's not what comes from outside a man that makes him unclean, but what comes from within. What comes from within is what's there. It's from a sin-sick heart. It's from a heart that's fallen, a seat of decision that's trapped in many ways under pride and envy and jealousy, conceit and rage. So Jesus said to them, look into your heart. If you want to know what sin looks like, look into your own heart. Look what's there. At the core of your being, envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, bitterness, anger, right? Unforgiveness, murder, hatred. Jesus said, these things are in the human heart. Among other things, like kindness and goodness. We are a mixed bag because we're fallen. And sin condemns us. That's how close sin is to me. Sin's not out there. Sin's not just something I did once or twice. Jesus is saying, look, it is deep within you. You are a fallen race of people at your core. You need a cleansing of your core. You need a new heart. You need something you can't do on your own strength. To make that happen, he had to become one of us. We celebrate the incarnation because we know who Jesus is, and we know ultimately he reigns in victory at the right hand of the Father, and all is well. All is well for those who say yes to God, for those who receive the gift, as I was reading yesterday, for those who are born of God. John's gospel tells us that Jesus gave power for all those who believe in him. He gave power to become children of God. He had said at one point, flesh begets flesh, human flesh begets human flesh, right? Human beings beget human beings. But human beings die, right? Our flesh dies, our biological life dies and passes away. But Jesus said, the Spirit begets the Spirit. Jesus came to give. That's what we call, in the readings, he's spoken of again and again as the Christ, as the Messiah, the one filled with the Holy Spirit. He has come to give us a new spirit, God's own spirit. So that's what he means by saying, unless you're born again by water and the Spirit. The key to receiving the gift, I mean, the key to this whole celebration, you might say, of Christmas, is entering into and realizing the reality of what's been given to us in Christ. Peter Herbeck, on his own resources now, is nothing more than biological life that's destined to die. And there's a spiritual dimension in me that is also death-directed. And without Christ's spiritual awakening in me, his giving me a share in his life, which is a life that's indestructible and will never end, without sharing in that, I'm destined for eternal separation from God. I need something. I'm in a desperate situation. I'm headed for eternal separation. I'm headed for eternal destruction. I'm headed toward hell. People say, what, Peter, what are you talking about hell for? It's Christmas. I'm talking about it because Advent season is not only a time that looks back, remembering what Jesus has done and celebrating the incarnation, but it's understanding again why he came. He came because we needed him. He came because we're lost without him. He came to seek out and save us. That's why he came. And my destiny, apart from him, is fixed. But my destiny in him is glorious. It's in sharing what belongs to him. Human flesh had fallen. Jesus came in the flesh to raise it. This is what we're celebrating. This is why the incarnation is such a source of joy and so beautiful and so glorious. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. I've been spending some time this week in that letter of John, the first letter, which has a lot of Advent themes in it. You know, darkness to light, eternal life. He came as an expiation for our sins, to blot out all our offenses and to give us a share in the kingdom life of God the Father. He says, we know that we are of God, and the whole world is in the power of the evil one. That's true. All you have to do is turn on your favorite news blog, and you're going to see plenty of it every day. Lying, stealing, corruption, perversion, hatred, violence, war, lying, cheating. It's all there every day. It's just the human heart. It's the human heart. Verse 20, we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding. John's saying, we know he's come. I know him. I touched him. I saw him. I walked with him. And I saw him die. I saw him die an excruciatingly painful and humiliating death. He died for me. That death, he died for me. That's a gift. That's the gift above all gifts. And when he came and his entire life, and even at the moment of his passion and death and his resurrection from the dead, he gave us understanding. Who am I? Who is God? Where have I come from? Why am I here? What is God's plan? John tells us he gave us understanding to know him who is true. He's talking about God the Father. Jesus came to reveal the Father. Jesus said, to see me is to see the Father. It's absolutely crucial that we understand who our Father is, where we've come from, who we are, what we're destined for, what we're up against. Jesus gave us understanding and gave us understanding of who we are because he revealed the Father to us. And then he said, we are in him who is true. We're in the one who is true. That is, we're in God, God the Father. How is it that we're united to God the Father? How is it that we share God the Father's life, the one who is true? John says, we're in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three in one, in a communion of perfect love. Jesus came to become one of us, to make it possible for human flesh to be united to the God who is truth itself. And so John ends that verse by saying, this is the true God, and this is eternal life. Here is eternal life, in being united, being in Jesus, being united to him and him dwelling in us as in a temple, so that we can dwell literally with God and in God. Friends, that's the gift to celebrate. Circumstances don't control. That is God's gift to you now. Rejoice in it and share it with others. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Use Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.